And now, a word from our sponsors. A Welcome to Night Vale fanfic, compiled by Litra.
And now, a message from our sponsor.
You are cold. You are so, so very cold. All around you is a deep, blue-tinged darkness. You were in the water, and there is no way out. You can hardly feel your legs, but you know that they are kicking, frantically, uncoordinated, trying to push you toward the surface and air, but there is no air. There is only a solid sheet of ice above you, clear as glass, but impervious to the blows of your fists as you hammer against it, again and again, your hands bleeding clouds of red into the water, your desperately held breath bubbling from between your lips with the force of your exertion. The ice does not crack, or shudder, or acknowledge that you are there. You do not understand how you have come to be in this lake, beneath the ice, but you understand that you are going to die. There is a stranger on the other side of the ice, out in the air, breathing clouds of frost. It is the most beautiful stranger you have ever seen, and they are bending to see you, mouthing words you cannot hear, expression pained and frantic. Your heart shudders in your chest from the fear, the lack of oxygen, the nearness of that stranger's face to your own, and also the impossible distance between you. There is nothing you want more in this moment you are dying than to reach through the ice and touch that face, to kiss those lips, but you can't. You are drowning, and also, your breath is not very fresh. You can't hold off any longer. You breathe in. The water is so very, very cold, and it tingles in your mouth, your throat, your lungs. You choke on it. But it is also refreshing, like ice and mountaintops. Such a powerful cooling sensation. Exactly like a crisp, cool icebreaker's mint. Icebreakers, the only mints with flavor crystals, so you can see the great taste. You'll feel it too, in your lungs, and remember what it is like to drown in the winter.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Feeling drab? Feeling like your skin just doesn't fit? Wish you could have your neighbor's skin? Wish you could have no skin at all? Wish you could have fur or feathers? Maybe scales? Floating in the sea, free of troubles, free of worries. But maybe you would still wish for something else. Maybe you would want skin. The skin of your neighbor. Of your boss. It doesn't matter. You don't exist. You can neither have nor not have skin. You are alone. 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 All alone. Forever. Pinkberry. Get your taste of swirly goodness.
The road shimmers into existence, beckoning you to walk it, to see the sights, smell the scents, feel the textures and emotions of the future. You follow, happy once again to hear a story about you, even if it is something that happens again and again. Your tongue burns, Your throat prickles. Your eyes water, and you cry. You regret things yet undone. Perhaps you could change it. But you know you won't. Pain is necessary to life, the way bloodletting is necessary to worship. Walking, waiting, drinking. It's all the same action in this world. You touch a rock, and it turns into something unspeakable. Something so large you cannot believe in it. The rasp of sandstone would be comforting. A way to ground yourself in the disturbing reality. But you find yourself unable to touch it again. You speak, and reality ripples, like your voice is a heat wave incarnate. You dare not try to touch those. You would surely be broken apart, ripped into your smallest part. By the power of your own voice. Ideas are, after all, the most dangerous things. The scent of the breeze assaults you with delight. It is hot, and dusty, and cool, and fresh. A citrus smell follows the carrion. Which is true? They both are. A phone barks, the vibrations of it jerking you back to the present, where all is well. Except your tea has gone cold, and the lemon chicken is a bit overdone. Yogi tea, now indigestion supporting ginger.
But for now, let's go to a message from our sponsors. Regret. Pain. Suffering. A crow with black eyes falls from the sky and lands at your feet. It begs for death. Regret. You reach to end its life. And end your own instead. Regret. Pain. Agony. You are in darkness. You drift through the darkness. You are darkness. You are nothing. Regret. Suffering. You see the crow. It laughs. Its gaping maw a mockery of everything you were, everything you were not, everything you wished to be, everything you will never be again. Regret. Pain. Regret. Suffering. Regret. 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 This message was brought to you by Allstate. Let Allstate stand. Are you in the wizened hands of the Eternal Universe?
What is comfort when the moon is different every night? Where does the sky go in the dark? Can we even trust sleep? Drink Starbucks.
And now, a paid advertisement. It is warm in this room, lit dimly by the golden glow of a single antique lamp. The blankets are piled high on the bed against the chill of a desert night, and there is a well-worn book waiting on the bedside table, waiting to be picked up and thumbed through like the gentle hug of an old friend. Outside, the wind blows against the windows, but inside there is shelter and comfort. Close your eyes and snuggle down under the soft sheets, breathing evenly as you relax, carefree in the knowledge of another day accomplished and all your duties done. The town sleeps peacefully, and you are safe in the embrace of your home, sleepy and content. This message was brought to you by...
And now, a word from our sponsor.
You know you're going to die, right? And the odds are that it will happen sooner than you think, at a moment when your back is turned and your guard is down. It may have happened already, just now, in fact, in which case, our condolences. But if the constant fear of your inevitable and no doubt imminent demise has faded into a comfortable background hum that you can cope with, barring the occasional bout of horrendous weeping, then it's time to think about funerary arrangements. Do you want to be buried in a casket? Cremated on a pyre built meticulously by your loved ones? Maybe you want to have your chopped-up bones scattered at the climactic moment of a ritualistic chant. Or maybe you'd like to be melted down and compacted into semi-precious stone to be worn by your closest friend or relative until the pain of your passing eases and you end up at the bottom of a jewelry box. Regardless of your preferred type of send-off, and no matter how few pieces of you the authorities and curious neighbor children are able to retrieve, the Night Vale Funeral Home promises to capitalize on your decomposition as meaningfully as possible. The Night Vale Funeral Home, because everything gets eaten by something eventually. No exceptions. No exceptions.
You are locked in a small, cramped space, strapped to 5,000 pounds of arcanely crafted metal and plastic, hurtling through time and space at such speeds that, should you lose control for even a second, your sudden impact against any large, solid object would be enough to rip your flesh to pieces, split and crush your bones, twist and mutilate your body until it was no longer recognizable. Strapped in next to you are people you love, your friends, and members of your family, all of whom could easily be compressed into one bloody mass of torn, dripping animal tissue if your attention were to waver for just one moment. You grip the steering wheel tightly, knuckles going white, aware that you are but one among many, that thousands of others are suffering the same fate, straps down and careening forward, just barely under control, twisting and turning desperately in an effort to cling to the thin thread of life represented by the winding black highway, by the boundaries of the white lines on the pavement and the 6 inches between the machine you ride in and the tall expanse of concrete alongside it. You are all, always, almost dying. You are all, always, almost dead. Occasionally, you see lumps of smoking metal off to the side of the road. Bodies. An empty child's shoe thrown clear. The inevitable carnage of this terrible game. The price in blood exacted by the machines. You grit your teeth. You pray that you can maintain control until this hellish nightmare is over. You do not glance at your friends, at your family, whose lives you could end in an instant. If you can hold on long enough, it will be over, and you will be allowed to stop, to unstrap your body from this killing machine and emerge, blinking, into the sunlight. If you can hold on long enough, you will survive to do it all again tomorrow. This traffic segment has been brought to you by AAA.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Right now, the beaten track doesn't look so good. Right now, the path less traveled is shrouded in darkness. Right now, the future is one step ahead of you. Right now, the past is breathing down your neck. Right now, the edges of your consciousness are receding. Right now, you're wondering why you can't see anything. It's clear. It's spectacularly clear, unendingly clear and open and vast, spreading out before and around and through you, spreading further than the mind could ever hope to grasp. It's clearly unique, something else entirely. Crystal Pepsi.
This has been a word from our sponsors. All contributing works can be found from links in the original Podfic post.